A Garden for Dracula. Beyond the gloomy hedge, a thin mist lies as fine and sticky as cold sweat on disfigured statues, gaping pits, walls lurking in a tangled mass of cobwebbed ivy. No wooden stakes in this garden, and the unpinned roses trail in the mud between cracked gravestones where something smells very rotten and the slow drip of black water is menacing and sudden. Who knows what their roots are tickling? Their curved fangs wait for you to trip. Be careful. Be careful where you tread. Their flowers are like thin lips that long for blood. The white roses are hungry. The red have fed.